The New York City Ballet will return to its summer home, the Saratoga Performing Arts Center, for four distinct programs over seven performances July 16th through the 20th. The run will be highlighted by the story ballet Coppelia, considered one of the greatest comic ballets of the 19th century, one that first premiered at and was partially commissioned by SPAC in 1974. Sterling Hilteen is a dancer with the New York City Ballet. She will be performing in two dances during the season, Apollo and Varied Trio, and it's a great pleasure to welcome Sterling Hilteen to the Roundtable this morning. Thank you very much for being with us. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm well. How are you?
I'm fine. Great pleasure to have you on the program. Give us a sense of what it has been like for you to come to Saratoga, and because I was watching an interview with you, and you've talked about some of your best and worst moments have been at Saratoga, which I found interesting.
Yes, it's all encompassing. I mean, I am very much looking forward to returning to Saratoga next week. And performing at SPAC is just completely magical to experience performing in the outdoors and to experience dancing as it gets darker and cooler. And it's a lot of good togetherness time for the company because a lot of the dancers share homes together. And so it's just overall a really special, special time.
You will be performing in Balanchine's Apollo as well as Varied Trio. Let's talk about Apollo first. What is it like to perform in that particular work?
Performing in Apollo is always, you feel like you're sort of stepping on sacred ground, so to speak, especially for George Balanchine. It's one of the first pieces that he ever choreographed, the founder of New York City Ballet, George Balanchine. And it's a ballet that he's also changed over time. And he kind of kept tinkering with it, and to sort of carry it on however he last revised it is a great honor, and I'm very much looking forward to performing that at the gala.
You're also going to be performing Varied Trio. Tell us a little bit about that work.
Varied Trio is very unique. It's choreographed by Jean-Pierre Froelich, who is a wonderful ballet master that we have, who's responsible for putting together all of the Jerome Robbins repertoire. So the piece has very interesting music. It has sort of an Asian feel to it. It has the musicians are using rice bowls to create some of the sounds, and it's unlike anything in our repertoire.
There are two other Balanchine works that you regularly do. You will not be doing them in Saratoga, but they are part of the Saratoga season.
Actually, three.
Three.
Three, yes. I am well-versed in Serenade, Mozartiana, as well as Coppelia.
Coppelia is one of the big grabbers this season. Tell us about that work.
Well, Coppelia is a full length, so it's one story for the whole evening, and it's especially wonderful for children who have never come to the ballet and for seasoned Saratoga Springs audience members. It's altogether just very, very fun. In Coppelia, the protagonist is a young girl named Swanilda, and Franz is the male, and Swanilda loves Franz, and Franz sort of, he likes Swanilda, but not as nearly as much as he likes this Coppelia girl who's in the village, but she only comes out on a balcony to read. And this ballet is a comedy. I think it's to Delibes' music. And it turns out that Coppelia is nothing but a doll. And so Swanilda's very bright, and she knows this right away. I think the second act of Coppelia is one of Balanchine's at his most genius. And she really just has fun with Franz as she teases him. She pretends to be Coppelia. And he's just completely in love. And then Dr. Coppelius is the maker of Coppelia. And so Swanilda has a lot of interaction with Dr. Coppelius. And she sort of teases him along the way as well.
As I mentioned, you are not performing in this particular run of Coppelia at SPAC, but you have done this performance many, many times. What is the challenge for you as a dancer?
I mean, Coppelia, I think Swanilda dances. She is the first person you see, and she is one of the last people you see. I mean, it's a finale, so everybody's on stage. But she opens the ballet, and that's not typical for a full length. Usually the ballerina gets an act sort of for nothing, where she's still getting ready, like in Swan Lake or Sleeping Beauty. But, you know, you dance straight through. It's just a marathon. And I think there's a lot of acting in it, and to sort of get your timing right so that you don't move so quickly that the audience doesn't really see what you're saying. That's always a challenge. You always have to wait a moment between gestures, a longer moment than you might expect, because by the time you do it and the audience sees it and then it registers, that takes more time than sometimes, especially if you have adrenaline and you're nervous, you want to account for.
I was fascinated that I know one of the programs, very active program at Saratoga, is have young dancers in and to work with a company and to learn. You were introduced to ballet at a very young age, but also figure skating. When you got around to ballet, you would cry. That was not something you wanted to do.
I did not like ballet. I really didn't. I loved to dance. I liked to dance to music. I liked to move to music, but I did not like ballet. So it's
funny. What happened?
Well, I stayed in ballet. My mother kept me in ballet. She thought I would eventually come around, and she was exactly right. And I think she hoped I would excel, and she just knew what was best for me. So, that's a good lesson of listening to your mother. But I really have always been very competitive with my own self. And so once I started enjoying ballet, then I sort of set little goals for myself as far as being invited to the summer course of School of American Ballet, a school that filters into New York City Ballet.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, Saratoga is the first place I ever saw New York City Ballet perform in my entire life. And it was when I was a student at the School of American Ballet summer course.
Right.
So Saratoga holds a very special place in my heart. And so then I wanted to be asked to return to School of American Ballet for the year term, the winter term. So it's sort of, I may set these little goals for myself, and never did I ever imagine I would be in New York City Ballet ever. But one thing sort of led to another. One goal led to the next sort of, I guess, little victory.
10 days ago, you got married. This is your honeymoon?
this is not my honeymoon. The honeymoon has been postponed, but I am grateful to have a little reprieve from some of these harder, more difficult ballets in Saratoga, based on just sort of the festivities of last week. But it's not my honeymoon, but my husband will be coming up on the weekend.
Excellent. Well, the New York City Ballet will be at the Saratoga Performing Arts Center July 16th through the 20th. The gala that was mentioned a moment ago by Sterling is on July 20th. Again, all at SPAC. You can find out more information by going to SPAC.org, SPAC.org. Sterling, thank you very much for being with us. A great pleasure to have you on the program.
You're welcome. Thank you very much.
Sterling Hilteen will be performing in Balanchine's Apollo, as well as Varied Trio. You can find out more information about the entire season by going to SPAC.org. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.